busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is dissension in the Republican Party that's deeper than we may have thought. And right now, I am a skeptic of some current polls. I happen to think that we have a better chance of hanging on to the House and the Senate, Democrats, in 2022 than other people think. But let's say, God forbid, let's say the Republicans take over the House. Let's just say they do. Kevin McCarthy is doing everything in his power to suck up to Trump, to keep the right wing at bay in his caucus and become speaker. He wants to be speaker. He'll threaten violence. Remember, he's the one who brandished a gavel and said, boy, I'd like to hit Nancy Pelosi with this. Like to hit, what, an 81-year-old woman with that who weighs 95 pounds? Hit her with a gavel? You'd like to do that, would you? He's a thug, is what he is. But now the Trumpers in the House are threatening McCarthy. They're basically saying, you dance, or we won't vote for you. You dance to our tune, or we won't vote for you for speaker. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said that he is a failure of leadership. He's a failure of leadership. Now, normally you might say, okay, I have a handful of nut jobs on the right. They're not going to vote for me. But if we have the majority, most will. Well, that's not true because they have a fair number of nut jobs. They don't just have Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. They have Devin Nunes. They have Matt Gaetz. They have Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M, Jordan, Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, a lot of sickos. And if that feeling runs through all of them, and it is, he's not going to make it. And there'll be some consensus candidate, and they can say that they got rid of him. They can say that they got rid of him. Marjorie Taylor Greene then met with him and said that came correct with some respect. She said, he's going to appoint me to really important committees and Paul Gosar too. He's going to throw some Democrats out. Who's he going to throw out? Well, he's going to throw out Ilhan Omar, Maxine Waters, Eric Swalwell, and Adam Schiff. That's who he's going to throw out. That's according to the right wing. He's throwing out Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff, so it doesn't look as if he's just going against minority women. If that happens, and if they get back in, two things. One, there will be civil war in the Congress. But secondly, remember, Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene threatened murder. Marjorie Taylor Greene came right out and threatened it. I do not know to this day why she wasn't prosecuted for alluding to the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. What, the statute of limitations expired? Are you kidding me? Statute of limitations, federal felonies, mostly is 5 years. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has gotten away with murder. The other thing she now has done is she's introduced a resolution to give Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse, the frog-eyed wannabe, who killed two people and blew the biceps off a third, parading around with an AR-15 in Kenosha, the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest honor the Congress can bestow, Congressional Gold Medal. I'll give you a little of the weeds in the background that requires two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and it has to be approved by the President. The odds of it getting two-thirds in Nancy Pelosi's House or Chuck Schumer's House and getting by Biden are slim to none, and slim just left out. That's not going to happen. She did it. Keep her name in the paper because she has no committee assignments. And on policy issues, she's lazy and does not do anything. She doesn't do anything. But there's this threat over McCarthy. And, you know, one of the things I'll never understand historically as I look back, if McCarthy showed some guts, he said, look, we're a big tent, but at some point we draw the line. We are not going to put up with threats of violence, and I'm not putting up with threats against me. I'm going to do what's good for America, and just stood up to her. He might get re-elected speaker if they ever took the House. Not because a Democrat would vote for him, but the rest would go, well, this guy isn't afraid. He's afraid of dogs. A dog barks at him, he's afraid. He's afraid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Excuse me, he's afraid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And when she came out of her meeting with him, she said, well, you know, he really kind of came around. He said he would give me and Gosar good committee assignments. And this is the kind of stuff she's doing. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to stripping, retaliatory stripping of Democrats from their committee assignments, because Paul Gosar, who put out a video of him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, killing her, and attacking Biden with swords, and because Marjorie Taylor Greene threatened assassination of the speaker and the president, he's not going to find a comparable. He's not going to find a comparable. Ilhan Omar has made plenty of anti-Semitic statements, and I have separately gone on record on this show saying she should not be on the Foreign Relations Committee, and she certainly shouldn't be the Africa sub-chair with knowledge of confidential knowledge of our operations in Africa against al-Shabaab and al-Qaeda and ISIS. But I don't want a Republican stripping anybody on the Democratic Party of anything unless it's a threat of violence to another member of the Congress or the president. Eric Swalwell, what is his offense? His offense is he's an effective advocate against Trump and against the big lie. Adam Schiff, are you kidding me? Because he was the impeachment manager and did a terrific job. May run for the Senate when Feinstein steps down. Think he'd be a great senator. He'd be a great speaker after Nancy Pelosi and be great on a national ticket. They're trying to spike his guns. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You don't go after one of the most effective members of Congress because the other party threw out two people who advocated assassinations. You don't do that. And they want to get rid of Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters is very well respected. She really is. She's very well respected. She said that Marjorie Taylor Greene was crazy. I think that was restrained. Truth is a defense. Truth is a defense. I think that was restrained. So if they try that, I don't think he'll get a sufficient majority in his own caucus. He'll get no Democratic votes, of course, if for some reason something terrible happened, he became the speaker. He's saying it as a campaign promise. He's desperate, sucking up to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the way Voss and Kapenga sucked up to Trump in this state. Everybody's sucking up to what? To a guy who lost a race and lost them the Senate. Lost them the Senate, went down to Georgia and said, don't vote. This is Trump. Don't vote because it's rigged in advance so that some people didn't vote. And Ossoff and Warnock got in for the Democrats. And this is the guy that you're sucking up to? Are you kidding me? Where are the Republicans? Well, I tell you where they are. Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, and that's it. Coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. It always is, but great callers. Great callers, great issues. Stand by for some great programming. You got Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. Then you have Earl Ingram, my friend. 5 o'clock, great show, great evening programming, great weekend programming, highlighted by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Breck, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.